If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
If you've ever witnessed anyone's financial collapse or experienced it yourself, you should be fully aware of how devastating it is. But if you listen, I want to tell you in this part one, there's another way. Hello, my name is Ernest. Welcome. One of the things that I have witnessed in my life concerning economic well-being is that there are ultimately two broad categories of experience we fall into, winners and losers. My first statement that I want to make, and I fully expect this to piss off many people, but the truth is the losers have a great deal more legitimacy in their argument as to why they were or are losers. And conversely, the winners, remember, I'm speaking in ultimate terms, we're simply just goddamn lucky. Now, if you accept what I'm saying is true, then it stands to reason that there must be certain unseen forces at play here, because if that were not the case, there simply could not be any kind of reasonably acceptable excuse for winning. There are a very large number of elemental force-based positions that determine a great deal of a person's life. From where and when you were born to the family you were born into, it should be even intuitively obvious that if you were born into wealth and privilege, there is an overwhelming probability you're going to at least maintain that for the rest of your life. Ergo, you were lucky. From the time you were born, you won the damn lottery of life. But most people simply don't understand and accept that. That luck does exist, both good and bad. And it has many reasons for its existence. This is why so many people struggle with depression and anguish, finding fault with and punishing themselves for something they ultimately had no control over. You simply must understand that luck absolutely exists and to a certain extent can be manipulated, but it's not a religion and you should never be considered a matter of faith. So now that we have that out of the way, the third insight of advanced perception is that one should never interact with reality on false misconceptions, because inevitably that produces negative life consequences, many times that you never see coming. One example of this is how most Americans view America's economic system. Most Americans know that most Americans are dealing with hard economic times right now. And most Americans also know that one of the key reasons for this is inflation. Now, this, of course, is just one of so many potential reasons why things are as difficult as they currently are. And depending on your level of interest, what you do for a living, and ultimately how gullible you are, how far down this deliberately, diabolically deceptive rabbit hole do you want to go? Now, I don't mean to sound insulting or unsympathetic, but a person complaining about inflation, how the price of everything just seems to keep going up, and you're finding it impossible to make ends meet, makes about as much sense as taking a pile of money to Vegas and not understanding how you lost every damn cent. Understand this. I absolutely know what needs to be done, but it's unspeakable. So I won't speak it. If you want to know that, you'll have to reach out to me. What I can say is if you don't like what is currently going on and has been going on in two broad phases in the U.S. government and society as a whole. Phase one started in 1961 and phase two began in 1972. You will need to understand that the powers that be, which are evil, don't give a damn whether you like it or not. That plane is on autopilot to a pre-selected destination, a place called Absolute Hell. And if you like to see what that future Absolute Hell looks like, look up some info with pics about South Sudan, or here in America, El Paso, Texas. That will show you clearly what's coming. Now, common sense tells us that it is far better in every way to act collectively to avert a catastrophe than to deal with the horrific after effects of a catastrophe. Unfortunately, being and acting intelligently proactive is not exactly the American government's strong suit, at least not for the last 70 years anyway, as I'm sure many of you already know. But what many of you may not know is that as long as you continue to voluntarily live your life in a faith-based system, you will suffer the injustices and indignities of that system. Allow me to illustrate. Let's say you're a vendor. You're selling peaches. A friendly fellow approaches you and buys a couple of pounds of peaches. No big deal. At the end of the day, you lock up your food stand and head home, which is only about a quarter of a mile away. You typically always walk home, not just for the exercise, but you enjoy the scenery of the small wooded path, which basically, you know, ends up very close to your home. And you've taken it many times. About halfway home, a man jumps right out in front of you on the path. He's holding a big knife. He's demanding all of your money and threatens to kill you if you don't give it to him. You give him all your money and the man runs off into the woods, laughing hysterically. What seems completely ridiculous to you, after the shock wears off, is that apparently the man who just robbed you made no effort whatsoever to disguise himself. You are certain it was the same man who had bought around, 2 pounds of peaches from you earlier that day. So you go directly to the police. This is a small village. So after you tell your story to the police and describe the man, they find him in only 2 days. A very short time later, you appear in court and you're shocked by what happens. The man who originally bought the peaches and then, well, robbed you, completely admits that he bought the peaches and that he also robbed you. But he claims you gave him no choice but to rob you, because at the time he bought the peaches from you, you made funny faces at him. And in this conceptualized society I'm describing, it is totally illegal to make funny faces at someone and, in favor of the defense, what they determine as a funny face is completely subjective and up to the defense, now the victim, to decide. And whatever action they choose to take as a consequence of the funny face is entirely up to them. Therefore, any actions they decide to do to you are totally within the bounds of the law. So much to your total shock and dismay, not only does the person who robbed you go free, but the judge gives you 60 days in jail, a $500 fine, and a stern warning. I give you this admittedly ridiculous tail wagging the dog illustration to very clearly drive home this point. If I could just take a moment for this pitch. Here's the amazing and incredible Ernest Mann tote bag. Oh, Christ. Which can be all yours for a very reasonable donation by just clicking on the link in the description below. It's sturdy and holds a lot of ramen noodles. No, seriously, it holds a lot of ramen noodles. When the laws of any land become intrusive and ridiculous, the first step is to recognize just that. The second is to protect yourself. As I stated previously, anything that we hold dear about our country is directly proportional to how our possessions, which includes our own bodies, are respected by our government, and any branches thereof, definitely including the police. The moment said government betrays that trust, especially when it has betrayed that trust repeatedly and outlandishly, you have the right, and I would personally say obligation, to no longer trust that government, and certainly not to have faith in it. As I stated earlier, when any system, be it a governmental or otherwise, requires faith, that's not government, that's religion. And anything that is actually objectively true should not require faith. But you guys are smart. You probably already know that. And I believe that because I have complete faith in you. Well, that's all I've got for today. I hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about this show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.